Firefighters in Northern California are falling late this afternoon and continue through the evening. That will be a big change from the first week of the fires, when fierce winds and hot, dry conditions kept fire crews from making progress. The wildfires have been marching across the Golden State. 42 people have been now confirmed dead. Thousands of buildings are destroyed as a result of the wildfires. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Today marks the 30th anniversary of the stock market crash of 1987. Correspondent Mark Mayfield takes a look back.
Companies included in the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 22% of their value when the Dow fell more than 500 points on October the 19th, 1987. Market experts point to changes made since then that make a repeat of the 87 crash unlikely. The Securities and Exchange Commission ordered the creation of market-wide circuit breakers that temporarily stop trading when the Dow falls 10%, 20% and 30%. The circuit breaker now also applies to the S&P 500.
A bizarre case in California has left a baby dead, the baby's mother, and another child in critical condition. Correspondent Jason Campidonia has the bizarre details.
Officers say they found a woman and her two children unresponsive, naked, and covered in white powder behind a store around 1 o'clock this morning. All three were rushed to the hospital, but a 2-month-old infant girl has died, and the roughly 26-year-old woman and her young daughter between the ages of 6 and 8 remain in critical condition. Investigators say the case is bizarre, and there are no suspects at this point. A hazmat crew is now trying to figure out what that white powder might be.
Companies that sell Halloween candy, costumes, and decorations are looking forward to a real treat this year, according to the National Retail Federation. They're forecasting a record $9.1 billion in Halloween spending. Of that $9.1 billion, the National Retail Federation says $2.7 billion of that is on candy alone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat. No, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterton Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. What entity
What entity have we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show been railing against now for the past couple of decades? What do we call it? The old Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. What is the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil? Big business. Big business, politicians, D.C., and the media. They work hand in hand to further their own goals and needs, and they protect one another. It is the underlying problem that we have with this country. We supposedly are a divided nation, right? We've got different camps here, correct? This is because of them. This is what they want. This is what people really don't seem to understand, is that the axis of evil, like I said, it's go back, King Charlemagne, divide and conquer. They want us like this. They want us in various different groups. They want us pitted against one another. This past week, and again, I'm hoping and praying that this Harvey Weinstein scandal will open up people's eyes. Open up people's eyes to who these people that are part of this club. The ones that get to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The George Clooney's, the Ben Affleck's, the Matt Damon's of the world. Yeah, and all their buddies and enablers and hangers-ons and people in the media. No, you are not allowed in. You're not a part of this club. I was physically ill. I mean, I felt like I was going to throw up when I read the Rowan Farrow piece in the New Yorker this past week. Full disclosure here, I made fun of Rowan here on the program simply because they tried to make him, you know, a big-time media person. They gave him the Walter Cronkite Award. He'd been on the air for like a week, and he got the award. But he no longer had his show on MSNBC. It got canceled. But I guess he still has a desk there. He did an unbelievable job on this column. And you know what? NBC didn't even want to run it. NBC kicked the article to the curb. And the hoity-toity New Yorker ran it. And it's a pretty big piece. It's got to be close to 10,000 words. And you read this, and you see what an utter dirtbag piece of garbage that Harvey Weinstein is. I mean, disgusting human being. And what do I start thinking to myself while I'm reading this? Of course, I sub-reference in my mind first to the first Godfather movie, the beginning of the first Godfather movie. If you do remember, the Undertaker comes to Don Corleone to talk about his daughter and how his daughter was beat up and abused by a couple of men, and they were let go. The judge suspended the sentence, and he wanted justice. And I thought about that, and I said, but, you know, I kind of miss those old-school mafia days, the mafia before drugs. Then I started thinking, I thought about the scene in Casino Royale where James Bond is being tortured by Le Chiffre, getting his testicles knocked in again and again and again. And I'm saying, you know what? I'd do that to Weinstein in a heartbeat. Yeah, I don't get it. Because, again, if a guy like this did something like this to someone I knew or cared about, he would be dealt with. Yeah, Smarkowski's advocating violence on his program. Yeah, I would. Yeah, no problem. I'll admit to it. Being honest here, what do you want to do, lie? Would I go after the guy? Absolutely. That's part of the problem. Oh, well, it's taking the law into your own hands. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I would have no problem doing it. Anyway, to listen to these jerks that come out after the fact and see what liars they are. George Clooney. I heard some things, but I didn't know. You're a liar. You're a liar. Okay? One of your best buddies in the world, Brad Pitt, went and confronted him about the abuse he was putting on Gwyneth Paltrow when he was dating her. Oh, he didn't tell you about that? Ben Affleck, you didn't know? Yeah, you knew. And Rose McGowan put out proof that he knew. But then you see the establishment circling the wagons. You see Donna Karen come out. Donna Karen come out and say, oh, no, it's what the women are wearing. People, you need to understand this is what evil is. Okay? These are bad people. I wasn't kidding when I called it the axis of evil. I wasn't kidding when I said George W. Bush got his axis of evil, North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. And my axis of evil is worse. Because it is. There was a great piece put out by Charles Hugh Smith. And he writes, he says, the revelations coming to light about Hollywood oligarch Harvey Weinstein perfectly capture the true nature of our status quo. A rotten to the core, predatory, exploitive oligarchy of dirty secrets and dirty lies protected by an army of self-serving sycophants. Servile toadies on the make and well-paid legal mercenaries. Predators aren't an aberration of the establishment. They are the perfection of the establishment, which protects abusive, exploitive predator oligarchs lest the feudal injustices of life in America be revealed for all to see. How long on this program have I explained to you that you're a serf, you're a peasant, and we're just living on the Lord's manor? One look no further than the last financial crisis. We can do it in terms of Wall Street. Nobody went to jail. Nobody got in trouble. Everyone walked scot-free. Guys like Lloyd Blankfein are now all of a sudden saints. Oh, because they give money to the right liberal causes. These people are the lowest of lows. They really are. And we just take it. We just take it. I thought about it this past week, and I couldn't remember what it was called. I couldn't remember what it was called, but if you remember in the movie Braveheart, remember in the scene in the movie Braveheart where the Lord comes and a guy's about ready to get married? And the Lord, I'm sleeping with your wife first. That is my right. It's called, Charles, you talked about it in the blog. It's called Droit du Seigneur, Rights of the Lord, to take whatever gratifications they desire from any female who has the grave misfortune to enter their malfuric orbit. That's what they believe. You don't think Harvey Weinstein thought he could do whatever he wanted? What happened? What happened to all of the people that protested? What about the ones that, the one young lady who wore a wire for the New York City Special Victims Unit? Yet what? Prosecutors? We're not going to prosecute Harvey Weinstein. No, they let it go. Anyone who goes against the axis of evil makes an effort to go public. What happens to them? They're threatened by thugs. Lisa Bloom, for crying out loud, Gloria Aldred's daughter. She's always fighting for females. Got information she wanted. That was the first thing she told the Weinstein Company. We're going to go after the girls. We're going to disparage their character. We're going to smear them. They're mercenaries. Oh, what about the Clintons? They're buddies with Harvey Weinstein. Hell, Bill Clinton is Harvey Weinstein. That's the one thing Rowan Farrell refused to do. He refused to bring Bill Clinton into this. Take a good hard look. Take a good hard look who is hosting Good Morning America right now. George Stephanopoulos, who was in charge of going after women, who accused Bill Clinton of all sorts of bad things. Bimbo eruptions, they called it. Remember James Carville? Ah, yeah, you can drag a dollar bill through a trailer park. You know, you're going to come out of that. He's the anchor. Anchor, Good Morning America. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was the keynote speaker at Barack Obama's 2012 Democratic Convention, which was about women. Yeah. They circle the wagons to protect their own. They circle the wagons every single time. Now, in the case of Harvey Weinstein, what we're seeing happen is this happens too. This happened in communism. This happened in the Soviet Union. Some of the stuff actually comes out and they have to do something about it. So Harvey Weinstein is going to be thrown to the wolves for a while. He's going to rehab. Okay? He's going to rehab. We're going to play Amy Winehouse and he's going to go to rehab. The guy raped three women. And he's going to go to rehab. Again, I don't want you to forget. I mean, he gives a lot of money to far left-wing causes. He's one of the biggest donors to Planned Parenthood. And he'll be back. He'll be back. I mean, you can take a look at the list, shall we? Elliot Spitzer. Bill Cosby. I would go from one dirtbag to the next dirtbag to the next dirtbag. I go right down the list. Same thing when it comes to business. Rip off the American people. Scam them. Makes no matter. You're part of the access. You're good to go. People ask me. And you know what? We'll take a break right here and I'll talk about this because I used to do a lot of television. Do a lot of TV and why I never decided to head in that route and do a television program and whatnot. Oh, yeah, trust me, I've been asked. Talk about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's marketplace. Deb Liu is vice president of Facebook's marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Yeah, you go to my website. We've got our video archive. And I don't even have all of them up there. I've got stacks of DVDs here in my office, various different appearances that I used to make on various networks, guest-hosted programs in the past. I didn't blend. I never had this desire to kind of live or work in that world. I don't have a ton of friends. I've got people that I've been friends with back since I was in high school. And I've met friends along the way, and a lot of them through coaching and sports and my kids and my kids' friends there. But I had no desire to pal around with some of these people, especially when I see how they act and kind of see right through them and who they are. It's mountains and mountains of really insecure people. People that you have to constantly be guarded, be careful about what you say and who you say it to, and you can't be honest in regards to your feelings because, oh, gee whiz, that may not get you that job or that gig, or it might set you back a little bit. It's a world that I can't swim there. And I learned this when I first started working on Wall Street too. There's certain careers and jobs you have in life that you almost need to have an ethical bypass at birth in order to complete. And that's just not me. Just not me. You have to be able to justify certain things in your mind. Can't do that. That's not who I am. That's not how I was raised. You know, I'm happy with my life. And again, people ask, why did you get involved in managing money for you? Why didn't you get involved in doing hedge funds? Man, you can make a hell of a lot more money doing that. And I'm not interested. I love my clients. I like what I do. I love my listeners. I like what I do. I'm not going to bow down to anyone. I'm not going to kiss anybody's butt. I'm going to always call it like I see it. I mean, I'm on a ton of, for example, I'm on a ton of Salem stations around the country. I push the envelope when it comes to Salem stations. And then they're, you know what? They don't really seem to care. It's kind of like I'm Popeye. I am who I am. And there's just certain places where I just won't go. And that's one of them. And people, again, it can be a very dirty place. Again, like I said, I've sat in boardroom meetings. I've been in various different places where you see it. You see it around you. You see that these people, like I said, it's all about themselves. It's ugly. It's ugly. I say you go down to downtown New York, as nice as it is, as historic as it is, I take a look around, and you know, sometimes you feel like you got to take a bath afterwards just because of the people you're around. Same thing with D.C. And whose fault is this, people? It's our own. We've allowed this to happen. We put these people in power. We put these people up on pedestals. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, I know it's a bit of a cliche. People use it all the time, but it's true. You've got one of the biggest celebrity families in the country that have done nothing. They're famous for being famous. The Kardashians. They're famous for being famous. How did they get famous? Oh, one of them leaked a sex tape. What? And then I take a look at all the good is being done around the country with things my clients are doing, the things that people are doing all over, people that are actually worthy of attention, people that are constantly doing the right thing. And again, it makes me sad. But again, that's us. Maybe people are starting to wake up to it. I don't know. Maybe it's the blowback that we're seeing because of the NFL. People not paying attention, tuning it out. They're getting tired of it. Maybe people are going to take a look at Clooney and Damon and Affleck, who again, they're going to have their entire armies of PR people out there looking to paint them in a good light. They're all a bunch of fakes. You need PR people to represent you, to put you in a good light. If you need a PR person to put you in a good light to show me what a wonderful dude you are, well, then you're not too wonderful, are you? Shouldn't people be able to see that on their own? Yeah. It's all a fake. It's all a fugazi. The old Donnie Brasco. It's a fugazi. They're all a bunch of fakes. They're all a bunch of phonies. And the sooner you realize it, the better off you're going to be. Then, yeah, is this applicable to money? Is this applicable to our country? Is this applicable to the people you want to have managing your money? Damn straight it is. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a challenge that is growing more dire and more complex. Not a week passes that we don't read about some disturbing new incident.
Arizona Senator John McCain on Capitol Hill today as the Senate is investigating cyber attacks. McCain said the U.S. is fighting a 21st century threat, but using a 20th century mindset to get it done. Increasing military action against cybercrime is being investigated by the Senate Armed Services Committee. The White House and the Pentagon are being pushed to explain the events in Niger. Terrorists affiliated with ISIS managed to ambush and kill four U.S. soldiers. The Pentagon says they're carrying out a comprehensive investigation into the attack. A terrorist attack on the scale of 9/11 is in the planning stage. That's a warning from Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke. Speaking at the U.S. Embassy in London, Duke said ISIS is not giving up on using aircraft to carry out terrorist attacks. USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill. Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust. Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
This is Smash. This is one of the Shrek tunes by Smash Mouth, which was a monkey's tune from a long time ago. Am I right on that? I think I am. Anyway, I love the Shrek movies. I do. I've got some way to bring that franchise back. That was, all of them were funny. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Yeah, speaking of movies, everybody's looking forward to that next superhero, Justice League, next month, except now the people who made Justice League, now that Ben Affleck is getting all caught all sorts of tape, him doing things to women. Uh-oh, Batman's a serial groper now. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Not going to matter. They're going to go on their press junket, and the movie studio, what is it, Warner Brothers, will threaten any media person out there that if you ask any questions about that, you will never have another interview with one of our actors and actresses again. Done. That's just how it works, kids. Anyway, I want to talk about, actually, this is a big deal. This is bigger, this is better than what the Senate rejected twice in regards to Obamacare reform, because this actually helps to bring prices down. The executive order that was signed by Donald Trump on Thursday is going to do more to unwind the Affordable Care Act than anything that the Republicans put forward. Listen, I guess I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program, and you're going to see we're going to talk about tax reform in a little bit. But this is a winner. And the narrative out there that if you disagree with Donald Trump and you go against Donald Trump, that he has it in for you and he's a big baby and he throws a tantrum is patently absurd. It's patently absurd because one of his biggest, you want to call him nemesis, is, you can't even call him that, someone that has voted against Trump on more than one occasion in the Senate. One of his opponents, the guy I wanted to be president, Rand Paul, worked with him on this over the past several months. Rand Paul voted against Donald Trump twice. Well, they didn't end up voting on it, but said he wasn't going to vote on health care twice. He's already said that, hey, you know what? This tax reform bill that you've put forward, I can't vote for that either. Yet the narrative out there that he would be ostracized, thrown away, Trump would hate him, is patently absurd, because Trump had worked with Rand Paul on this for the past several months. Again, people, you have to be honest in one's assessment. You do. You can be critical when critical. It's one of the things out there about people. Do you understand that if you agree with your side and your party, or whatever group you agree with 100% of the time, you know that you're not a normal person. You're a member of a cult. I've been married for 17 years now. Do you think that my wife and I agree on everything? Are you crazy? And we're married. Anyway, this bill that is being put forward is going to allow for various different groups, small businesses to get together to pool various different resources and to lower insurance costs. It's going to allow for insurance to be sold over state lines. It's also going to allow for some of the mandates that the ACA, Obamacare, forces on insurance companies to go away in some of these policies. Again, people are all bent out of shape over that. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, stop. First and foremost, I don't feel like giving a long lesson when it comes to insurance again. I'm going to be short and sweet here, okay? Insurance is something that you purchase that you hope you never have to use. It's almost like a children's riddle. Remember the one was, what's black and white and red all over? Oh, a newspaper. Now, what is something you purchase that you hope you never have to use? Insurance. Here's the thing. It was on my Markowski Investments Watchdog on Wall Street Financial Independence Top 20 from about 15 years ago. You own the right amount of insurance, not a penny more, not a penny less. For example, I have three kids right now. 10 years from now, when my kids are out on their own, I'm not going to need the same amount of life insurance that I need today. So I need to adjust. The whole health insurance concept was thrown out the window decades ago. Insurance is supposed to be something that you use if something really bad happens. That's it. It's not supposed to be used for well visits and every single time your kid gets a sniffle. That's what's made it so expensive. It's there to cover when bad things happen. The quicker we get to that model, the better off we're going to be. And again, this most certainly is a step in the right direction. What the president can move on next, which I hope he does, he hasn't yet, is to take away all tax dollars from insurance companies. That's right. Your tax dollars are sent to insurance companies to make them whole so they can make money. That's right. Riskless. We got insurance companies that bear no risk whatsoever, which is patently absurd. Anyway, good move by the Trump administration, and thank you to Rand Paul for pushing this forward. We'll see how this one goes, and we're going to continue to follow it. Got to take a quick break right here. We're going to get into tax reform, and here, I'll be on the other side. I'll be critical of the administration. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Most people feel genuinely good for a job well done, even when or maybe because that job required such hard work, determination, and stick-to-itiveness. Given that undeniable fact, we've got to wonder, how the politics of entitlement and victimhood of receiving more for doing less become popular with so many? Are you a hard worker, working smarter while understanding the path forward is sometimes trial and error? Seriously, do you have a plan for building your future? Are you ready and able to stick to your vision with rugged fortitude and unyielding perseverance? Do you see obstacles on your path as pebbles instead of boulders, knowing they're barely a challenge for your wit and work ethic? If so, this common sense moment is for you. It's your spirit that built America and blazes the path forward. Thank you. You'll find more of the common sense you're looking for at themikehewittshow.com.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
It's got to be one of the more recognizable guitar riffs of all time. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, here we go. Trump is promising big tax cuts, but of course the GOP. The GOP. The elephants. They're already thinking about, hey, no. He can't go that far. Trump has said he's drawn a red line in the sand when it comes to the corporate tax rate. He wanted 15%. He said 20 is as far as you go. You've already got members, Republican members, saying, well, we're going to probably have to go 22%, 23%. That's probably where we're going to have to go. They're also now pushing back. Republicans in Congress are pushing back at the repeal of the estate tax. They don't want to do that either. This is not, again, this is not a tax cut. I don't think this is a tax cut. I barely even think that this is tax reform. There isn't going to be three brackets. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Congress is going to come back and Republicans are going to put on their donkey uniforms and come out and say that, you know, we cannot lower the top rate. We can't afford to give tax cuts to the wealthiest of Americans that need to pay their fair share. They're going to give you the same exact rap that the Democrats give, because let's all be honest with one another right now. Okay. We're all friends here. There's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. I was at the point of annoyance right now. Some of my favorite talk show hosts mention this and talk about Democrats and Republicans. And I'm like, come on, guys. You got to be serious now. Do you really think that there's much of a difference, any difference at all between these parties? Republicans are supposed to be fiscal conservatives last time I checked, right? Fiscal conservatives mean, you know what, we got to, pay for what our spending is we've got to try to balance the budget and make things whole. They're not trying to do that. And that's what you're hearing right now. You got Bob Corker's all bent out of shape because tax, well, you know, one group said it's going to be a couple trillion dollars. And I'm going to be honest, okay, I don't think it's going to be a couple trillion dollars in new deficits. I don't think it's going to be. And probably it'll be a bit of a wash when all is said and done. But I'm being straight and honest with everybody right now. If anybody out there actually thinks that this tax reform is going to put us anywhere close to being in the black, where we're not running deficits anymore, where we're actually paying down our debt, you're crazy. Not this plan. How in the How in the world are you going to get that type of economic growth if you are going to continue to tax the people who pay the bulk of the taxes? Explain that one to me. More on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advance on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is served as the best.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving
the... What I liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Yeah, I really Def Leppard stuff on album. Yep, I do. Showing my age. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. This is going to a bit off the beaten track. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about spending and deficits. But this is a little bit off, but it's kind of the same. Now, again, the whole thing that's taken place in Las Vegas is it's confusing. It's even the game Candyland. It's like the gumdrop, forest or something like that. They think that there's some sort of money forest that, you go and you pick the money and it just right now. And this is all about spending. What are we looking at right now in regards to disaster relief because of the hurricanes and now this terrible, terrible fire outside of San Francisco? When all is said and done, I'm trying to count the money here. You got $36.5 billion bill this past week. There was, $15 billion last month. Florida's asking for another, $10, $15 billion more, and it's going to add up. When all is said and done, you're looking at $80, $90 billion. $80, $90 billion when all is said and done. Do we have a rainy day fund, or do we just issue more debt? We don't have a rainy day fund. We don't do anything like that. We spend every dime that comes in. And then some. And we never put aside anything for disasters like this. Is that leadership? Is that leadership or is that just being irresponsible? Think about that for a second. If I don't plan for my family and I don't have insurance to protect us in case bad stuff happens, or have a rainy day fund in case bad stuff happens. That would make me an irresponsible head of the household, would it not? Yes, it would. Yet these people wear suits and put pins on their lapels and call themselves senators and members of Congress when they're irresponsible buffoons. This is part of the issue. We don't save what we spend. It's a complete mess. It's a disarray. Yeah, I grabbed a clip. I want you to hear this. This is from Saturday Night Live. Some Saturday Night Live with one of my favorite comedians, Steve Martin. And again, if I was to send this to every single member of Congress, they would just ignore it and laugh. They'd be like, silly peasant. How dare he question what we do here in Washington, D.C.? We can do whatever we want. We're going to go to the gumdrop forest and print some more money. Yeah, putting it on our kids' credit cards. Here's Steve Martin. Have a listen.
Oh, I just can't get these numbers to add up.
Like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Oh, let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless, and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, If You Don't Have the Money, Don't Buy It, along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
There you go. A little brevity, but what's off there? What is it that Congress really just doesn't seem to understand about that? So, yeah, tax cuts, tax reform. There's no tax cuts. There's no tax reform. Someone may get a cut, but someone's just going to get taxed more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a challenge that is growing more dire and more complex. Not a week passes that we don't read about some disturbing new incident.
Arizona Senator John McCain on Capitol Hill today as the Senate is investigating cyber attacks. McCain said the U.S. is fighting a 21st century threat, but using a 20th century mindset to get it done. Increasing military action against cybercrime is being investigated by the Senate Armed Services Committee. The White House and the Pentagon are being pushed to explain the events in Niger. Terrorists affiliated with ISIS managed to ambush and kill four U.S. soldiers. The Pentagon says they're carrying out a comprehensive investigation into the attack. A terrorist attack on the scale of 9/11 is in the planning stage. That's a warning from Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke. Speaking at the U.S. Embassy in London, Duke said ISIS is not giving up on using aircraft to carry out terrorist attacks. USA Radio News.
Hello, I've got a question for you, Angie here. Your medicine cabinet, does it need a makeover? What should you throw out? What should you keep? Well, in this sponsored interview, we have some expert advice from Dr. Ed Krenzelik. Welcome, doctor.
Nice to be with you.
Right, are there some everyday basics that we should be stocking up on?
Well, I like three different things, actually, to keep around with the cold and cough season, flu season coming upon us. Colgate Total Advanced Healthcare Mouthwash is a great mouthwash to have around. It's a shake-to-activate product. You shake it up. You have this very powerful mouthwash that's created, and it actually removes about 24 times more bacteria than traditional mouthwash. And when you expectorate it in the sink, you can actually see the bacterial debris in the sink. Colby's zinc lozenges are a very important medication to have in your medicine cabinet.
Excellent info, doctor. Where do we go for more info?
For more information, a great website is BetterStuffForLife, F-O-R-Life.com.
Thank you, doctor.
Thanks for the opportunity.
A new record has been set on U.S. jobless claims. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reports that 222,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That 222,000 is 22,000 fewer than the previous week and the lowest weekly total since March of 1973. Analysts have been expecting this latest number to come in at around 240,000. I'm Chris Barnes.
The weather forecast in Northern California, one that firefighters are very happy to hear. Rain hitting the area. As the forecasters say, the first rain of the season will begin falling. That's going to be a big change from the first week of the wildfires, where fierce winds and hot, dry conditions kept the crews from being able to contain most of the fires. The wildfires are raged across most of wine country, responsible for a total of 42 deaths. Firefighters say, however, most of the major fires are now almost completely contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Jonathan Cahn opens the master blueprint that is now unfolding. The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
The finish line is in sight for the prototypes of border walls that President Trump wants to see built. Correspondent Jason Campidonia has this report.
A total of eight companies were awarded border wall prototype contracts, and one of them is from Tempe and another from Sierra Vista, which is close to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Arizona Republic says the Tempe company has a concrete design that is made up of three long frames that gently slope upward toward the U.S. side but are completely vertical on the southern side. Details about the prototype from the Sierra Vista company have not been released, but crews have been digging a massive foundation. The prototypes are expected to be finished in about a week.
The Japanese Space Agency says they may have found a perfect place for a moon base. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the story.
The 310-mile-long cave was found by a Japanese probe that uses a radar system to look underground. Scientists think the cave might contain ice. The cave was possibly formed by a volcanic activity 3.5 billion years ago and could shield astronauts from extreme temperatures on the surface. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
A high-profile attorney apologizing for representing Harvey Weinstein. Lisa Bloom is telling her colleagues she'd made a colossal mistake in desiring to represent the Hollywood producer against numerous claims of sexual harassment. The LA Times reports Bloom feels like she should have known better. Bloom represents several women who claim Bill O'Reilly and Bill Cosby abused them. She has since stepped down as part of the Weinstein legal team. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is